General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African bushvelts of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
The game steadily disappears from Africa, and some reckon that our grandchildren will see nothing wild outside the zoological gardens. The Martini Henry 450 rifle exterminated South Africa's fabulous fauna. There's precious little chance of being chased up a tree by a rhino 20 miles from Johannesburg. Although, that happened to me just a motor car ride away from Nairobi 3 years ago. But in Kenya too, the animals are going. The slaughter began in earnest during the last century. And in the first decade or two of this century, the toll was tremendous. Who were these early giants of the gun? The hunters who are responsible for the last of the game. Hunter himself died at Hunter's Lodge on the Mombasa Road in 1963. Tonight, though, I'm going to tell you of a safari made by the greatest elephant killer of all time, W.D.M. Bell. The first man to take a high-powered rifle to East Africa. Bell's Karamoja Safari. Bell not only killed elephants, he knew them. And I suppose in a strange way he loved them too. He became a legend in his lifetime, a first comer who went to the Africa of the late 1890s after ivory and the immeasurable prizes that were the reward of the ivory hunter. Karamoja Safari was his fourth trip, and the vast territories still lay unopened and uncharted. The natives lived much as their ancestors had lived in prehistory, and the game roamed the plains and forests in great numbers.
So, we begin at last.
We begin at last, Mr. Blaine.
There was a time when I almost despaired. I said to myself one night, it's not true. We'll stay here in Mombasa forever.
The fitting out of a safari takes a lot of time, a lot of careful preparation. Money, coin or note money, won't buy anything. A millionaire might starve for want of a cupful of flour.
That's where all those beads come in.
Beads, yes. And brass, iron wire, chains, donkeys to carry it all, porters, rations, water. It's taken a long time. I hope it'll all be worth the wait.
I told Evans I was going with you. He didn't think you'd stand the sight of a white face for as long as a year.
Evans doesn't know me. Ajami!
Deal, Warner.
Come here. This is the only man I allow to approach the elephant with me. The Karamoja is his country.
One.
Is Sulibali sober?
Yes, Warner, for today. Tomorrow, I do not know.
Sorry.
Sulivani,
we are all busy.
Why not
stay up? The chap, Best man I've ever found. He has savvy equal to most whites. He never bothers me, never chatters in the bush. He's always there when I want him. I enjoy his company. He marks where each elephant falls and brings the ivory cutting gang straight to the spot. He tracks like a bloodhound.
Though, I feel inadequate.
Oh, nonsense. I think we'll turn in now. Who knows what time we'll get off tomorrow, but if it's early, we'd better be prepared for it.
Blaine endured more hardships and excitements that night in sleep than ever he was to endure on safari. He felt inadequate. He had admitted as much to his host. He was by reputation a fine shot. But like the chess master who has never won a game, Blaine's reputation was the result of gamesmanship more than anything else. He had never killed an animal, although his shattered clay pigeons were nearly as many as Bill's dead elephants. Blaine did not sleep well that night at Mombasa. He was bitten many times by mosquitoes, and the murmur of the surf disturbed him. He was eaten by sharks a million times in his dreams, and at the moment of escape, the fish turned into an elephant, which trampled him to dust. The hot, bold colors of the Arab town, a drink or two at the hotel, and Blaine felt better. Elephants were a lot larger than clay pigeons, though. And so the safari began. Ten to 15 miles a day, through Kakamega, passing Mount Elgon, where the cave dwellers, the survivors of the tribe that once inhabited the Wazindishu Plateau, live. Elephants were 3 or 4 days away, the cave dwellers said, but at 8,000 feet, Bell saw no elephant. The party was a day's trek from the Turkwell River when Bell saw the first elephant.
It's too late to go back to Pajali.
He's a big one.
Not bad. Standing stern on there. So come with me, but don't speak from now on. Two of them. Can't do anything from this position. My heart shot out of the question. Fair amount of ear, but I can't find the ear root.
What the?
Tell me, my face. He's alive.
So would you be shot in the nose? Let's go. You owe me an explanation, I think, but it can wait until we make camp. I listen better with a drink. And did Evans believe you were a second Buffalo Bill?
He had a letter from Harvey.
No, thanks, Pajali.
Glory one.
So, the mountain lion, the cougar, I think you call it. The buffalo?
They didn't exist.
You see?
I'm sorry.
Blaine, I don't have to tell you that we might both have died out there this afternoon. You don't blunder up to an elephant and shoot it in the trunk many times.
I realize that.
Only needed that one shot to tell me you'd tried nothing bigger than a rabbit in your life. Well, I can't take you back now. But when we get to Karamoja...
Couldn't I still come along if I shoot nothing?
You've got a nerve, Blaine. All right. We'll need Buck for the pot. That's your job from now on. They're faster than pigeons. Show me that you deserved all those prizes at Harvard.
They pushed on across the Turkwell River and into the Karamoja. The elephant hunter's ivory mounted. Blaine was penitent for a while, but Bell seemed to forget. The American shot well enough for the pot, but longed to kill something bigger. His chance came in a most unexpected manner.
Oh, what a liver it gives you, sleeping in daylight after a heavy meal of meat. It's getting dark, Blaine. I thought I'd go down to the waterhole and see if anything interesting comes to the carcasses.
Have the boys taken the tusks from them?
Yes, they're doing well. Two of them weighed over 100 pounds.
One. Two more donkeys die.
How?
Break leg.
Brings us down to 170. We've lost about 10. We better shoot some more tophi and eland tomorrow, Blaine. We'll sew today's tusks into the skin. I want the stuff to have a good chance of shrinking before the rains come. Let's go.
I think we may find lying down there at the water hole.
Yeah, there's one around, feeling too lazy to kill for itself.
You always wrap up the tusks and skins?
What? Oh, yes.
An elephant looks kind of wrong without tusks.
Now, friends are going to what the vultures left.
It's been easier to see. You brought the 275 already?
Of course, that's too small on the 256. Just hold it better. Yes.
What?
There. He's sitting down to it. I can't get a shot in from here.
There's another. Where did he come from?
Striped hyena. Lion doesn't like that, does he?
Hey, something else coming. Gee, what's this?
Oh, rhinobat. Oh, it's an elephant.
Where's the other lion?
Gone. I expect the elephant frightened him. And a lion, though, they usually have confidence in one another.
W.D.M. Bill was a great hunter, yet he made a mistake this time. The lion, although it couldn't smell the men, was worried. It had moved down to the northern end of the waterhole, crossed a small donga, and was working its way round behind Bill and his companion. As the moon dipped behind a cloud shaped like a waterbuck's head, the lion smelt the men and began to stalk them. The first lion was still at the elephant's carcass.
Wait here. I'm going to move closer. I'll take the lion first and then the elephant.
Okay.
The elephant stood motionless on the opposite bank of the waterhole. The lion fed contentedly. The scavengers sat in a safe circle, awaiting their chance. The air was horribly tainted, blood and death. The hyenas had dragged intestines all over the bush, and the ripe offal made Bill a little sick. Blaine was being bitten continuously by mosquitoes. He still held the 256. Bill waited for the moon to appear again. His gun was raised, covering the lion for the brain shot. The moon came out suddenly from behind the cloud, but at that moment, the feeding lion swung sideways at a jackal that had dared to approach too near. Bill waited. Mosquitoes gorged themselves upon him, but he waited. The second lion was a spring away from him, and for some reason he too waited. Blaine saw the second lion and froze. The scene was like some ghastly tragic comedy in which all the actors had forgotten their lines.
Bell, there's a...
Bell, I can't miss this. I mustn't miss.
He raised the Gibbs 256, thinking that Bell's larger weapon would be more appropriate. The shape of the lion turned into a tree, and then into Bill himself. At the moment of firing, the Harvard clay pigeon shooter didn't know what he was aiming at.
Blaine!
That was... See, I the elephant's gone, but I killed the lion, didn't I? I mean, didn't I?
Yes. Yes, you killed him. That's the best pot shot you've ever made.
If a gypsy ever told me I'd ever spend a night under a slain elephant's ear, I'd have said she was nuts.
Cigarette?
Yeah,
I'll roll you one. Yeah, Murphy, Ali. Look, there's no room in here for you, too, you know.
One of three boys go, and more want to go, too.
Why, Pigali?
They say tusks of elephant killed today move, smell very bad.
Well, one of them was hollow. It was rotten.
They say magic. The next elephant you shoot will kill you.
Hey, what's this?
Magic. You remember I shot on a viper, too?
Sure, but nothing happened.
It all adds up in their eyes. We're doomed. Pigali, tell them... Tell them all that tomorrow I'll kill more elephants than ever before. Tell them not to go, and tomorrow we'll have a great feast. Tell them that, Pigali, and say if they do run away, we'll hunt them and kill them, understand?
Do what?
Bill was as good as his word. He shot elephant for 8 hours without a break the next day. Beast after beast fell.
Blaine was becoming tired of the ceaseless slaughter, but he noticed that Bill was as excited over the death of the last animal of the day as he was over the first, just after sunrise.
Both those tusks are over 100 pounds. Oh, this day should satisfy them. My magic is the stronger.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, what's the matter? You tired?
No, I'm not tired. I was just wondering how much longer they last.
What, the boys?
No, the elephants.
What do you mean, last?
How many do you think you've killed in your life?
I don't know.
1,000? 2,000?
I don't know, Blaine. I just don't know. They breed again, don't they? Africa's a big country.
You told me only the other day just how long it takes a cow to give birth. You know, I think we're going too fast.
Come on, the day's over. This is the first time another white man's accompanied me on a safari, Blaine. I don't think it'll happen again, so let's make the most of it. Come on, there's feasting tonight. Wait until you see the natives really dance. You saw nothing at Mombasa. Come on now, Blaine.
It was a great feast. The natives believed Bill's magic was stronger than the magic of the long-dead witch doctors who foretold death for the man who cut the hollow tooth from the old bull. The men and their women who accompanied them on the Karamoja safari made the bush night leap like a million devils as they celebrated Bill's great haul of ivory. Blaine retired early. He did not sleep well.
Why do you sleep badly, Mr. Blaine? Blaine.
Who's there? What's that?
What a slaughter there was today.
Bell? I can't see you. Who are you? You're not Bell. Where have you come from?
Not far. Not far this night. But once, I came from a long way away. You saw many elephants today, Mr. Blaine. But when I came to Africa, I could have shown you 100 for every one you saw this day. Vast herds of game. Oceans of grassland black with game. You saw the spring flowers beginning to bloom today. When I came to Africa, one could not see the colors of the spring flowers. There were so many animals. They roamed every inch of land, from the Atlantic on one side to the Indian Sea on the other. But not now, Mr. Blaine. They're going. Your children will see little. Their children's children, nothing.
Who are you?
Me? A lover of Africa. You should have seen the game in the southern part of the country. The high veld, as far as the eye could see, one living mass of springbok, black wildebeest, quagga, blesbuck, giraffe, zebra, sable kudu, waterbuck.
I've never been south. Listen.
It would be no use going south now. There's nothing left. Nothing left that isn't within iron walls. Nothing free. On the berg, I've seen eland and roan antelope. Where the Nelson Strait station is today, I've seen black rhino. On both sides of the Crocodile River, there were elephant. But you do not know these places. Here in the east, British East, and German East.
Wait, listen. I don't know about this. Does Belle know you're here?
No. Belle doesn't know I'm here. I cannot talk to Bell.
Why not? He'd like to talk to an old-timer like you.
Bell has killed for far too long. It's you I shall talk to. You've killed little enough. You envisage a great future for yourself as a hunter of ivory, Mr. Blaine.
I'm not a hunter.
You're a good shot. You know how to handle a gun.
Well, how do you know?
I know. Don't become a hunter. There are enough hunters already.
Look, I just call Pygella and...
Do not shoot the elephant. Bell will give you to shoot on the morrow.
Elephant? Bell won't let me near an elephant, not after
all. I repeat, do not kill the elephant on the morrow, Mr. Lane. Defend it as you would your soul.
The tracks led them in a westerly direction. Pygali kept up a killing pace. The sun blazed straight in their faces, and Blaine began to wish he was in Mombasa, at Harvard, anywhere. They left the burnt-up country, entered the treeless plains, and then into the country of greener grass. All day. All day. And Blaine wanted so badly to die. The sun was sinking into the horizon haze when Pygali saw the white cowbird circling. They turned a corner of a grassy lane, and Bill was immediately cured of fatigue. In a waterhole stood a mass of bull elephant.
Too many to kill. The will be left at
Bell. Bell, you've killed every elephant in the blasted world. Bell, that's enough now.
Every elephant in the world.
You want to see, Blaine? Best day ever. Worth it? Quickly, Blaine, come here. And there was one cow. I don't know what she was doing with all those bulls. Take her, quickly.
You mean me?
Yes, quickly, man. She's the only one.
What's the matter with her?
She had a calf, poor cow. It was trampled. Here, take the gun. Shoot her, Blaine.
But she's so upset, Belle. She's...
Blaine!
I'm not going to shoot her.
Where are you going?
I'm not shooting anything ever again.
Give me the other gun, Pygali. Go down dark, huh? Oh, where's the cow, Pygali?
You go round behind, Buona. I do not know. She's over there, Buona. Look! The American, Buona!
The cow elephant had crossed the waterhole and had climbed the northern bank. It was a repetition of the lion incident earlier in the safari. The first man she'd seen had been Blaine. He wasn't going anywhere in particular. He just walked, the 275 trailing from his clenched fist. He didn't seem to hear the beast trumpet as she bore down upon him. He didn't hear Belle's shot, or the crash as she dropped. The brain shot that saved Blaine's life was accomplished in almost pitch darkness.
Haram will take you back. You want to go to Nairobi, I believe.
First, yes. I have some business there.
Well, there's not much in that collection of tin checks. Then you'll go to Mombasa?
Yeah, I'll take a ship there. I haven't had a chance to thank you for last night.
Oh, forget it. The quits now.
Quits?
The lion, remember?
Oh, hardly quits. I made a mess of the elephant the first time out.
I don't understand you, Blaine. Well, then I think I'd be wasting my time trying to.
Goodbye, Mr. Bell.
Goodbye, Blaine. Good luck.
Karamoja Bell watched the American for a long time. When he finally disappeared, the hunter turned and walked to his tent. He lay there for the rest of the day, listening to the sounds in the bush around him. Finally, as darkness began to fall, he picked up a pen, pulled paper from the box under his bed, and began to write. He wrote of the Karamoja, of an Africa that has passed forever. An Africa of hot, bold colors and sudden dangers. The Africa he knew and loved. The Africa he was helping to kill.
Join us again next week for another story of the African Bushbelt. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.